On a sunny Monday afternoon, a group of artists and local agencies gathered at the History Miami Museum. They talked about the Affordable Care Act.
Good afternoon, everybody. I want to welcome you to our forum today.
With pen and paper, artists took notes on what the Affordable Care Act has to offer and the penalties for not having health insurance. James Eccles works for Life is Art, a nonprofit organization that teaches artists how to do business. He helped set up this event.
Artists are often in a unique situation where their income is not standard. It comes and goes. They may be wrapped up in their own work, and so they don't really realize what's going on.
Sandra Garcia is an agent for Creative Healthcare Marketing, a company that helps people get health insurance. She says artists benefit from the Affordable Care Act.
They're going to hopefully get the coverage that they need. I've seen a lot of cases where, you know, an artist gets sick and then all of a sudden they're doing an auction, selling their work in order to, you know, get them to be able to qualify for a medical procedure.
But still, Pamela Palma, a 63-year-old textile designer and a fabric artist, believes this is not enough. She says the Affordable Care Act is too complicated.
Just make it really simple. Like, give me a little card. I go to the doctor. They charge me $3 or whatever, and I'm done.
For more information on the Affordable Care Act, visit www.healthcare.gov. I'm Lisbeth Castillo in Miami.